monster from its lair began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash. It was a graveyard smash. It caught all in a flash. He did the monster mash. I love the tawny in the glass release, the monster bedroom and the vampire's feet.
If you haven't seen it, y'all gotta look up this guy with the faces. Welcome into the swamp, folks. It's Tuesday, October 31st, 2023. Todd was doing the Monster Mash. And go Rangers. Keep it rolling. Todd, what do you know?
Well, huge hit.
Guy's scaring me.
Early 60s. Bobby Pickett.
That's off of American Bandstand, you know, where they always lip sync.
Yeah.
So, hey, Dick Clark, greatest that there ever was on that kind of stuff. Locally around here, we had Ron Chapman, who was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Was pretty, he awesome?
He was pretty awesome. But anyway, we did see a little bit of, you know, Don Chapman, or Ratman.
Don Ratman.
Yeah. Hold your breath,
breathe.
I can't even remember what his name was.
It happens.
Yeah.
Hold your breath, breathe. The Todd Michael Gent, available on Amazon. Thank you for reading.
Yeah. So, yeah, that works for you. Hey, but other than that, little breezy out there. Was out on track this morning. No wind, really. Speak of. Nice little jaunt around. And creepy crawlers will be out there tonight. You know what I mean?
They might be swimming.
Yeah.
About these water everywhere.
There's still a lot of water. But, get through the day, tomorrow, and then come Thursday and Friday, it's getting back up in the 70s and things like that. So,
pretty wild.
Yeah, I tell you, if you don't like the weather, just wait. I don't know.
That's kind of what they say.
Well, Squirrel told me to say it. All right, what's going on your side of the swamp?
Well, the lunch rush at a Wisconsin restaurant turned into a lunch stampede when a deer crashed through a window and wandered through the seating area and kitchen. There he is.
That wasn't up at Town Diner, was it?
Could have been. Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Anyway, wow. People are just running everywhere. He's going around the seating area. They're in the kitchen. I guess he, you know, like, made something to eat. But
yeah, look at his chips and hot sauce.
He left out the back door. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah. Like, maybe save the window and come in the back door. I don't know. But then I got another deer story. But this one, we're going to Tennessee. A white deer was spotted on multiple occasions in the eastern part of the state, but it's now believed to be a non-native species. So this is a tourist deer.
Oh, a tourist deer.
Yeah. You know, like those local dolphins?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, working at the restaurant in Florida. Back porch, people look out. Oh, the dolphins. It was right on the water. Are those local dolphins? Are they just passing through?
That's right.
The animal was originally identified as an albino or piebald white-tailed deer. So, the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency officials now believe it to be a fallow deer native to Europe or native to Asia. So, I don't know how it got to Tennessee.
It wasn't the ghost of Bambi's mama, was it?
You know, it could have been.
Yeah.
Could have been.
I would think of that. That would have crossed mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thrift shop, having some problems.
A thrift shop?
In Wales.
Oh, boy.
So a charity-run thrift store in Wales is asking supporters to stop donating their used and unused sex toys. Yeah, oh. I brought it up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're a family show, but this is a family store. I mean, they're saying they had to write this statement, say, you know, be careful what you bring to the store. And it said, could those of you who kindly donate, please be mindful that we're a children's charity. And as such, we have a range of ages on our wonderful volunteer team. So, they wrote, please refrain from donating your used and unused marital aids. So anyway, they said that they can be traced back to the owners, so watch out.
Whoa!
Yeah. So that's something.
Yeah. That started a trend.
Oh, boy. Well, oh, okay. We got the Florida Man Games. Okay. This is to pit Floridians against each other in unique events.
Oh.
Okay. Listen to the Florida Man Games events, just a few of them.
Okay. Maybe we'll find out if they end up in the 20.
The Olympics. Yeah, they might. They might.
Okay,
what you got? Weaponized pool noodle mud duel.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be a big one.
That'd be in there. Evading arrest obstacle course.
entertaining there.
Yeah. The Category 5 cash grab.
Wow.
I like that one.
Hey, yeah. Say uncle.
The beer belly Florida sumo.
Whoa, I think they've been having that for years.
Hey, and a head-to-head race called a catalytic converter. Two bikes and a handful of copper pipes.
And a bone in the nose. Oh, oh. Wow.
I think that might be entertaining.
Yeah, no kidding. Or just go to your local Walmart.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. All right, here we go to music news. 2005, the white suit worn by John Lennon on the cover of the Beatles' Abbey Road album sold for $118,000 at an auction in Las Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah. And an Austin Princess hearse driven by the late star in the documentary Imagine sold for $150,000. So the suit's $118,000. The hearse is $150,000. That's something.
Huh.
All right. Back to the 90s here, 1990. During a gig in Seattle, Washington, Billy Idol dumped 600 dead fish in Faith No More's dressing room. They responded by walking on stage naked during Idol's set.
Wow. The fish did?
We'll show you. Yeah, it was fish out of water.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, 1969, David Bowie appeared at a Halloween night at the General Gordon Graves Inn, England. The gig lasted about 15 minutes after Bowie sang Space Oddity to everyone's delight and then dragged a stool on stage along with a huge book. He then sat and read poems and was booed off stage. That reminds me of the Andy Kaufman when he sat there and read, I forgot what he read, that book. Did Andy Kaufman read Catcher in the Rye? I don't know what he read to those people, but they did not enjoy that at all.
They booed a little bit, wasn't it?
Yeah. So they booed David Bowie off. Kind of the same situation. And then in 1952, pianist Johnny Johnson hired 26-year-old Chuck Berry as a guitarist in his band. While playing evening gigs in the St. Louis area, Berry kept his day job as a hairdresser for the next 3 years.
Well, I'll be darned. He was a hairdresser. And he was rocking in Boston. Philadelphia, PA. He was cutting the links, I guess, to make the hay.
Go Rangers.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Dad.
Well, I tell you what, I know the weather's changing and everything.
Changing.
But our diet's still got to have good nutrition. And make sure you got green beans in there.
Hey, I like them.
So often, every once in a while. And if you get them canned, that Allen's green beans, it's not too bad of a bean. But, you know, we don't get paid advertisement here, but that's a pretty good green bean. I just want to say. Green beans are the unripe, young fruit of various cultivars of the common bean, Phacelus vulgaris. Okay.
Right.
Immature are young pods of the runner bean, yard-long bean, in hyacinth bean are used in a similar way. Well, first of all, they're green beans. And you want to eat it all, too. I want to bring that up. Nutrition's in the, you know, some people just take them out of that little.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. Green beans are high in folate, which is essential during the development and growth of unborn babies. It can help to reduce the risk of certain birth defects. Green beans are high in vitamin K, which is an important nutrient for the maintenance of strong bones and reduces your risk of fractures and osteoporosis. And I might add, drink the juice. Okay.
All right.
As green beans are high in folate, did I say that word?
Yes.
Okay. This vitamin is also important for reducing depression, as enough folate reduces the amount of homocysteine, and too much of the homocysteine can interfere with production of serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine. All of these regulate your mood, sleep, and appetite. Green beans have decent amount of plant-based iron, which can help to avoid iron deficiency, as insufficient iron intake can lead to fatigue, lightheadedness, and weakness. Just want to throw that up there. And, you know, there's a lot of different names for the green bean, apparently. The young fruit berries cultivar. I said what they were.
Uh-huh.
Can't pronounce them. Not going to. And you could sometimes have possible
side effects.
People who are taking blood thinners should not consume high amounts of green beans, as it contains a vitamin K, which plays a large role in blood clotting. Green beans contain lectin, which is protein that binds to carbohydrates. They can cause problems in the digestive system. Hence, cooking them can reduce the lectin levels. Green beans contain phytic acid, which can stop minerals from being absorbed by the body. You know, we talked about fighting osteoporosis.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals who have mineral deficiency should check with a health professional before consuming. Hi, har, har, har. A health professional.
Hey, you know, Bandit, our dachshund Bandit?
Yeah.
He liked green beans. He did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Something about it.
Yep.
Draws them to it naturally. Well, this was recommended for the... A cup of green beans is a serve of vegetables, and we require 5 serves a day.
Mm.
Yeah, if you're not supplementing with a natural vitamin, you're missing out. It is our overall eating patterns and the foods we eat that is most important in achieving good health. Hence, if you love green beans, go for it. However, it is better to have a variety than to concentrate on individual specific foods. Yeah. What I'm saying. Good to know, good to say. The green beans will never go away. All right. Kind of got a lot of love that deal. The Farmer's Almanac gives us some tips on a lot of things.
Tips.
Household tips and tricks. And we said a few last week, and then here we are, a few more today. Tips. Farmer's Almanac. A child has a sliver and won't let your tweezers near it. Try a blob of white glue on the intruder. When the glue dries, peel it off and the sliver might come too.
Okay.
But if you're a school teacher, I would not recommend doing that in a classroom because you'll be on the 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock,
10 o'clock
news for somehow mistreating the child.
Yep, yep.
Wow. All right, another one. Someone left a glass on the table, and it left a white ring.
Oh, no.
You can't have that.
No.
So if that happens, it's what you need to do. A tip from the old Farmer's Almanac. Head to the kitchen and make a thin paste of vegetable oil and salt.
Yeah. Okay.
Using your fingers, or in some parts of the country, fingers, gently massage this mixture into the ring. Let it sit for an hour or so, then wipe it off with a clean cloth. Or cover the ring with petroleum jelly. Let it sit for a day and then wipe it off. Next time, remember the coasters.
Wow. I don't know. I can't hold it in on that.
Well, I'm just telling you.
I think I might just go straight to covering it with a coaster.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to massage some sort of
wood thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, one more. I think we deserve one more tip from the and tricks from the old Farmer's Almanac. You want a great picture arrangement without making extra holes in your walls?
Of course.
Oh, I guess so. Well, that's what you need to do. From Household Tips and Tricks from the Old Farmer's Almanac. Tape several sheets of newspaper together and lay them on the floor. Arrange your frames on the newspaper until you like the grouping. Outline the pictures, then gently affix the newspaper to the wall. Drive your nails right through the paper where your outline indicates. Remove the newspaper and hang the pictures. Now, I want to recommend, just a little side note.
This is from the Todd Almanac.
If you are potty breaking a puppy,
oh boy,
do not put the newspaper on the floor.
On the floor, yeah.
And don't think that you will not have to be fighting a puppy urine as you're trying to get your pictures lined out the way that you want.
Definitely don't want that, especially since you just spent $400 a year for the Dallas Morning News.
Yeah.
So
something like that.
We don't want that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think we got one more. Time for one more here. Your wicker furniture wobbles. It may be Weeble furniture, as far as I know. Okay.
Saw a couple of Weebler wobblers yesterday.
That's right.
At the Walmart.
They were definitely wobbling. Then you have the ones on the little motorcycles. Try misting it with water. The wicker will swell and then tighten up, taking away the wiggles.
Excuse me.
So in other words, if you've got a little wobbler, wicker furniture, you need to do the tighten up with your furniture.
Yep.
Put a little water on. You need to put on Archie Bell and the Twelves. I don't know.
Tighten up.
Yeah. Do tighten up. Na, 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 yeah, Archie Bell and the Dwells will help you with wobbling wicker furniture. Okay. Wow. I'm just telling you, you can't leave home without knowing the tips
and tricks.
Hey, I got a brainy quote today, and this I'm gonna say, read the quote and tell you who wrote it a little later. I don't miss the limelight, not at all. I'm just more comfortable out of it. I don't miss Monday night football. I just don't miss it. I'm lucky. When I stopped playing, I didn't miss it. I feel blessed that it's not been a problem. I have great memories. I feel really lucky. And that's from the late Don Meredith.
Hey.
Oh, boy. He's something.
He's a dandy.
Yeah. He's one of the main characters in Pete Gent's book, North Dallas 40. And from Mount Vernon, Texas. And he, Frank Gifford, and Howard Cosell were Monday Night Football announcers. Oh, they were so fun. They were a great blend that it is Halloween, which we all know because they keep telling us. And if you drive around, I know the local town here, oh my goodness, a bunch of stuff.
Been Halloween for about a month.
It seems like it. They might as well just put a red top on them after the day and paint some of the pumpkins a red nose, and you already got the reindeer and Santa Claus out in the yards.
Hey, there's Santa and the snowman down the street already.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Up on the roof. Up on the rooftop. You know, I'm just saying. But I just want to say that there's some tough things going on. Of course, we know worldwide, but you probably know someone locally, a relative, friend that's going through a hard time physically, you know, they're sick, and give them a call. And you know who your own needs are. And if you need to talk to someone, give someone a call. But just remember that our mindsets sometimes do weaken, and we get disappointed, but let's don't get discouraged, because a lot of people are going through some hard times. I believe if you can just get into reading the Word, I always bring up Proverbs. There's a whole lot of books, of course, in the Bible, but Proverbs is a good way, I think, to kind of get started. And then don't forget old Luke. They'll tell you about what we're here for and all. And that's all I got to say. Multiply, subtract, add, and divide.
It's kind of chilly out there. Stay in and read that gentle library. It's available on Amazon. 10 books. We appreciate you. And have a good day. Thanks for listening to Retired Coach and His Kid.
I'm the retired coach.
I'm his kid.
Make it count.
Now the monster man, and it's a graveyard spot.